From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Businessman Donald Trump clinches the Republican presidential nomination. According to a delegate count by the Associated Press, Trump is now assured of a majority of delegates at July's convention when he will be formally nominated. Trump's last remaining challengers dropped out of the race in early May. Here's a reaction from a group of voters.
I think he's our voice. I think it's time to take away, people that are entitled in their positions in the government right now and give this country back to the people.
I think he's a racist bully, and I'm just so sad that America has come to this.
It is a very bad thing for the Americans.
It was inevitable. People are reacting to against politics, in a sense.
Some Republicans, including 2012 nominee Mitt Romney, have refused to support the presumptive nominee, saying Trump does not represent Republican views. Speaking to reporters in Japan, where he is attending the G7 summit, U.S. President Barack Obama says world leaders are, in his words, rattled by Donald Trump.
They are paying very close attention to this election. I think it's fair to say that they are surprised by the Republican nominee.
Trump has made controversial statements about Hispanic immigrants and Muslims. He has also called for withdrawing U.S. forces from Japan and South Korea and arming those countries with nuclear weapons to counter the threat from North Korea. The Chinese government is warning leaders of the Group of Seven countries to avoid worsening tensions that have arisen over conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea. Foreign Minister Wang Yi Thursday called on G7 nations to adopt what he called fair and impartial positions and to avoid double standards. This is VOA News. Pakistan is accusing the United States of scuttling its efforts to facilitate a negotiated end to the conflict in Afghanistan. Pakistani Foreign Policy Chief Sartaj Aziz told a news conference in Islamabad Thursday that Mullah Mansur, the Taliban leader killed by a U.S. drone strike, was not blocking the peace process. U.S. President Barack Obama said Mansur had rejected efforts to seriously engage in peace talks in Afghanistan. 20 people are feared dead after a migrant boat capsized off Libya's coast Thursday. Officials say more than 80 people were rescued in the second such incident in 2 days. Slumping Turkish financial markets rebounded following the reappointment of a government, Dorian Jones reports.
Financial markets recovered most of their losses since the reappointment of Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Şimşek. The reappointment of Şimşek, a former international banker, saw financial markets recover most of their losses they incurred after the ousting of Prime Minister Davutoğlu. Chief economist İnan Demir of Istanbul-based Finans Bank says Şimşek's presence in the new government is seen as a positive gesture by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to international markets. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of France Thursday for a one-day demonstration protesting a government labor reform proposal. The proposal would make it easier for employers to hire and fire workers and weakens the power of labor unions. Oil prices rose above $50 a barrel Thursday for the first time this year. That follows a report that the oversupply of oil is easing in the United States. Oil prices have plunged during the past year, hurting oil exporting nations and petroleum companies, which cut jobs and investments in the oil industry. Security forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo broke up opposition demonstrations across the country Thursday. Two people are believed to have been killed in the city of Goma. A protest near Parliament in Kinshasa was organized by a group of opposition parties that accused President Joseph Kabila of trying to stall elections until he can change the constitution to allow him to seek a third term. Zimbabwe has freed 2,000 inmates as the country's prison system struggles with overcrowding and food shortages. The notice of the pardon was announced earlier this week by President Robert Mugabe. It was extended to all male prisoners under the age of 18 and all female inmates, with the exception of two serving life sentences. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.